It's time for One Up, baby.
On Culture Shift.
Every week we check in with our own Nate Bender here at WDET. He's a longtime gaming journalist, host of the daily gaming news podcast called Let's Play, about some of the big news happening in this massive, multi-billion dollar world of gaming, streaming, and so much more. And we're going to be talking, Nate, in a few minutes about the best games to be playing with family for the holidays, the whole family.
Yeah.
So definitely keep listening to that. You can make some plans for the holiday and maybe surprise the kids or whatnot. But there's some big news coming out for the Game Awards.
That's right. So this week, the Game Awards announced all of their nominations for all of their different categories. We're not going to go through all of the categories here because there are a lot of categories and a lot of nominations. But I thought I would highlight some of the biggest, starting with the biggest award, which is Game of the Year. And this has to be the most stacked year for Game of the Year that I've ever seen. The nominations are Alan Wake 2, Baldur's Gate 3, Marvel's Spider-Man 2, Resident Evil 4, the remake, Super Mario Brothers Wonder, and The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom. Again, all of these games are absolutely incredible, and I think Baldur's Gate 3 might have the edge here, but it's going to be fascinating to see who takes home the win.
So in comparison to something like the Grammys or the Oscars, what are these awards for the gamer community?
So, yeah, these are, and it's funny because video games didn't really have an awards ceremony. There wasn't a pre-established before the Game Awards came along industry award. And, you know, for a long time, the Game Awards weren't really embraced by gamers as representative of how gamers felt about, you know, games or, you know, who won the awards. But over the last couple of years, I think Jeff Keighley, who is the main thrust behind this showcase, has really gotten it together. And this is sort of the Grammys or the Oscars of the video game world, at least until something better or different comes along. Taking a look at the category for best adaptation. Now, this is taking a video game and adapting it either into a TV show or a movie. We've got Castlevania Nocturne, Gran Turismo, the movie that came out earlier this year. Fantastic right there. The Last of Us, great series that was on HBO Max. The Super Mario Brothers movie, that was, of course, the theatrical release as well as the Peacock release. And Twisted Metal. This one I got to give to the Super Mario Brothers movie. It was so good. It was so funny. It was and believe me, Gran Turismo gave the Super Mario Brothers movie a run for its money, but I got to go with the Super Mario Brothers movie. Best score and music. This is always an incredibly popular category. I've got a couple of selections to play for you here. Some of the more unique nominations here. So Baldur's Gate 3, the composer Borislav Slavov, there we go, getting the nomination for Baldur's Gate 3. Really cinematic, great music. I enjoy it quite a bit. Final Fantasy 16, the composer Masayoshi Soken, getting the nod there. Here's one that I think is really, really unique, and this is Hi-Fi Rush, coming from Bethesda Softworks. So Hi-Fi Rush is a rhythm-based action game, and your main character has basically an MP3 player that gets surgically inserted into his chest.
What?
And so a lot of this game has to do with music. And so you see a lot of really cool licensed music in here from the Black Keys and from Nine Inch Nails. In fact, the Nine Inch Nails track is one of my favorite Nine Inch Nails song, The Perfect Drug, which was originally originally from the Lost Highway soundtrack. So a lot of really, really cool music being used in Hi-Fi Rush. The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom also getting a nod here. And then the last one I want to talk about is Alan Wake 2 composer Petri Alenko for Remedy Entertainment getting the nod for Alan Wake. This is really cool because Alan Wake did an entire musical section for Alan Wake 2. And now Alan Wake 2, or the really the Alan Wake series, is about an author, very unique in terms of the gaming world. But inserting a musical right into the middle of Alan Wake 2, something I absolutely did not see coming. So just to kind of wrap it all up, the Game Awards airs on YouTube and Twitch on December 7th at 6 p.m. We'll kind of revisit this after they announce the winners and go over some of the winners. And then we're on the lookout for some potential announcements from Grand Theft Auto 6, Elden Ring, and possibly even Death Stranding 2. So there you go. That's what you're looking at for nominations for this year's Game Awards.
All right, let's move on to our main topic. Great games to play with the whole family. Now, I'm probably like a lot of people, and you know, holidays with the family, usually someone will put on, you know, Lions or some sort of sports, movie or something. But this is a little more interactive.
Absolutely. So, you know, with the holidays coming, you're going to be hanging out with, you know, your Gen X cousins or your Zoomer nephews and nieces. And you need something that's going to be able to bring everyone together. And one of the things that I've found is really, really helpful are video games that you can play with the whole family. So let's start off thinking and talking about Nintendo, because Nintendo is going to be the biggest company for family-friendly titles that you're going to find. The Nintendo Switch is going to be how most of those games are facilitated. You can find one of those for around $300 this holiday season. Or $249 for the LCD version. Let's talk about some of these games that you could play. Mario Party, I think, is at the absolute top of the list for family-friendly games. Mario Party is basically a digital board game that's played with the Mario characters. Each one of, everyone who has a controller takes one of the Mario characters. That's your game board piece, and now you're moving around and being challenged through mini games through this big digital board game, and whoever has the most stars at the end of the game is the winner. And anyone who's ever spent time playing Mario Party, just like any good board game, knows that it can induce fights. So if you don't want to get into fights over Mario Party, may I suggest Mario Kart? It can also be very competitive as well, but this is a kart racer featuring all of the Nintendo characters and Mario characters that you love. There are tons of different tracks that you can choose from. By the way, $20 off, $39.99 on sale. The sale runs through the 10th, through Black Friday. Mario Kart 8 Deluxe is also bundled with a Nintendo Switch OLED for $349, so a lot of options there. Mario Kart, one of the classic family games to get together and just crowd around the television and pass the controller along as you get knocked out.
Surprisingly competitive for a game where you're playing as like a toadstool in a go-kart.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know? It is. You know, and blue turtle shells, red turtle shells, if you don't know the difference between those, you have never clearly played a Mario Kart game in your life, and I would invite you to. I think it's a really fun game and has a lot of really fun chaos that goes along with it. Another suggestion I'm going to make here is the Super Smash Brothers. This is, of course, the fighting game that uses all kinds of Nintendo characters and all, video game characters of all stripes. $20 off, $39.99. There's a sale, again, that runs through the 10th. There is a bundle with Super Smash Brothers and a Switch, but if you have ever wanted to take Link from The Legend of Zelda versus Mario, you can do it here. year and see who will come out on top.
This is good. So if you get into a fight over Mario Party, just put on Super Smash Brothers and fight it out there.
There you go. 1v1. And you can even use the same characters that you were using in Mario Party. It's a great way to solve disagreements.
Yeah, I don't know. With an election next year, it's going to be a testy holiday season.
Listen, anything that will take the conversation away from the election and politics and towards toadstools and stars and coins, I am all for. Let's change our focus over to Sony. The PlayStation 5 is getting discounted $50 at most major retailers, selling for $450 or bundled with a game for $500.
And that's the Black Friday deals.
That is, okay. Yes. So some of the great games that Sony has to offer, Little Big Planet is a puzzle platform game. The series puts a strong emphasis on user-generated content based on the series tagline, play, create, and share. So you could have one of your older relatives make a level for one of your younger relatives to then play through. So a lot of really cool stuff. Again, Little Big Planet is $20 off most retailers until Black Friday. Just Dance is another phenomenal series. And this is one that is a lot less competitive than something like Super Smash Brothers or even Mario Party. So Just Dance is a motion-based dance video game for multiple players, with each game including a collection of classic and modern songs with its own dance choreographies. So basically what it's going to be doing is using the camera in the system to track your movements to then see if you are accurately doing the dances on screen.
That'll be real fun after a bunch of spiked eggnog.
Oh yeah, yeah, absolute chaos.
Not for the kids.
Yes, right. Just Dance 2023, $28 off, $32 currently at most retailers, and 2024 version, $10 off, so $50 at most retailers. Taking a look over at what Microsoft has to offer, starting on November 18th, the Microsoft Series X and S will be discounted $50 at most retailers. So the Xbox Series X goes down to $450, where the Xbox Series S will go down to $250. And one of their great games that is really good for multiplayer and family environments, called Gang Beast. And Gang Beast is a beat-em-up style party game. In the game, players fight each other as floppy ragdolls in multiple melee fight sequences and hazardous environments, set in the fictional metropolis of Beef City. So you can settle your beef in Beef City in Gang Beasts. And Gang Beast is currently on sale on Xbox Game Pass and is also $15 off. And then taking a look at, maybe you've got a PC or maybe you like indie games. You want to check out some of the indie offerings. Moving Out 1 and 2 is a cooperative moving simulation game. In a local cooperative experience, players move objects from houses into a moving van while coping with exaggerated physics. And it supports up to 4 players. Again, very chaotic. Very, very fun. Overcooked, a cooking simulation game, perfect for Thanksgiving. Again, a local cooperative experience. Players control a number of chefs in the kitchen, filled with various obstacles and hazards to rapidly prepare meals to specific orders under a time limit. Supports 4 players. Very, very fun. And a classic Jackbox party game pack. If you like trivia, Jackbox games is the perfect for you. Absolutely wonderful to play with the family.
I like this. We gave folks either games to fight it out at or games to cooperate.
That's right. That's right. And the last thing that I want to mention before we get going here is Marvelous Marvin's Mechanical Museum, the local gaming legendary
beloved
establishment. Yeah, beloved out in Orchard Lake. They are currently under threat from a new Meyer development. There is a change.org petition that you can check out. I have tweeted it over at my own Twitter account at Nate Benderama. But they are also holding a Farmington Hills City Council chamber meeting tonight. to take comment, to take public comment on this. So if
that's,
you...
It's an institution.
It is an institution. And I mean, so many, you know, it's a beloved local institution here. I can't imagine what my childhood would have been like without Marvelous Marvin's Mechanical Museum. And I really think that this is a place that needs to stay in existence. It's got games all the way back from the 30s. So it's not just, you know, video game arcade cabinets. This is history of gaming and entertainment. It's really, really important. So if you live in Farmington Hills and you have time tonight, maybe go to the City Council Chambers meeting and voice your support for Marvelous Marvin's Mechanical Museum. Or if you can't get there, again, change.org. Just look up Marvelous Marvin's.
I can't believe under threat from demolition to build a Meijer.
Yeah,
we don't need another Meijer.
A box store. You know, how many of them do we already have?
Save Marvin's. Thank you so much, Nate.
Thank you, Amanda.
It's 101.9 WDET. The show is Culture Shift. Coming up next, we'll get into this week's Sam's Jams with our own Sam Bobian here on WDET.